here we go!
Welcome to Today with a Techie, episode number 161, for Monday, October 2nd, 2006. I am your host, Low Tech Mystic. Today's topic, Fedora Frog, which can be located at its homepage, easylinux.info/wiki/fedora_frog.
Chris and Fresh guys, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in today, and I'd also like to share with you some of my recent adventures in the Linux universe. More specifically, in the Linux universe, Fedora Core 5. I recently installed Fedora Core 5 on a laptop and a desktop unit just to test it out, see how it would work, and I was overall rather pleased with its operation. But of course, like I would assume many other people out there in the computing world, one of the first things I do once Fedora has finished installing and updating is, well, I want to play all my MP3s, all my podcasts, shows that I've downloaded. I want to watch these DVDs, stuff like that, on my laptop. But I can't do that straight out. So I need to be able to find ways to do this on Fedora. And like any Linux distribution, MP3 support and DVD support and all kinds of codecs, anything I have learned is possible on Linux. And that's the glory of Linux, as we all know. So my recent adventures in Linux have pretty much composed of Ubuntu and Fedora Core 5. Ubuntu coming first. And with Ubuntu, one of the things I noticed is that there were nice, easy scripts like Easy Ubuntu or Automatics. And I thought, wow, these are pretty cool. I don't really learn anything, but it sure is easy to set up the system. So, and I thought, wouldn't it be cool if there were such easy scripts or stuff set up for other distros of Linux that you could just download and run? Well, in searching for such said script, I first came across a website that walks you through how to download each package. You started out by opening up the terminal and adding some new repositories to your package handler. And then you started by downloading different playback supports and XMMS and different all your files and everything that you needed so that your system was the way you wanted it. And I've learned a lot by doing it this way. And for any of you all that are interested, you have Fedora 4 or 5 or whatever, this is a really nice walkthrough. And I've tinyURL'd it. It's tinyurl.com/JC47P. So that's Jumpin' Cats 47 Pickle. Awesome. And then after I came across this nice walkthrough and I'd learned kind of what was going on behind the scenes, so to speak, because I did it myself, well, copy and paste. But it was a nice walkthrough. Definitely walkthrough. What I noticed, after a little bit more searching, there was this place called Fedora Frog. And I said, what is this Fedora Frog? Well, it turns out Fedora Frog is much like Easy Ubuntu or Automatics, as in it's a script that you can download. It pops up with a nice little GUI, just like Easy Ubuntu. You click what you want, and you wait for it to finish. And when it's done, you have MP3 playback support, you've got the programs to play it, you've got your DVD, you've got everything you want ready to go there. It's got some nice P2P applications, includes Skype, drivers for NVIDIA, ATI cards, all that good stuff just to get you going so that you don't have to mess with it. And I thought this was really cool to see. So, like I said at the beginning, the website for Fedora Frog is easylinux.info/wiki/fedora_frog. And if you do a Google for Fedora Frog. It's the first thing that comes up. And also, like, everything else after that is a bunch of reviews for the Fedora Frog. And I clicked on the dig because I noticed it had been up there. I'm like, oh, well, what are people saying about it as I was doing research for my twat? And as it turns out, a lot of people, either I'm really just way off in what I think this thing is doing, which could be, and I would appreciate the feedback because I'm still a noob when it comes to Linux. But they were calling it like it was like a package handler, like it was a replacement for Yum or something like that. And I see it more as something like Easy Ubuntu. I may be totally way wrong, and the dig people may be totally right. I hope not. But it's Monday, so, you know, sometimes things go like this. So, you know, if it is, just break it to me gently. Appreciate it. So, once again, my experience using Fedora Frog, I had it on a Dell standard desktop, and I installed it also with a Toshiba laptop / tablet convertible. It's a Satellite R15 model. And on either case, I didn't have much success with the Fedora Frog. And I don't know if it was something on my end that I was doing incorrectly, or if it's something with the scripts itself, chance coincidence of conflicts on both systems, or what. So, and I also would be more than happy to have any feedback on, you know, hey, you dumbass, you know, you need to edit this file or something before you try to do all this. But one of the problems I had with the Fedora Frog is that although I would click for certain programs to download, they wouldn't download. Mainly Zine, which is a video playback, multimedia playback program, and I believe XMMS as well. Although I clicked it, did not install. And so afterwards, when I went back to install it, say via the command line, just yum-install, or yum space install space, XMMS, you know, or doing it by the GUI tool, neither way would let me install it. It would get all the way up to the install part, and then it would say it doesn't have the PGP keys for this program. Although I had them there before, and if I search for said PGP codes, they show up as installed on my system. So I assume there's probably something in the background that I'm not doing correctly. Like I said, I'm more than open to any input on that. I don't claim to be an expert. I just think something is just kind of neat. Even if it is broken, there's clearly people working on this. So, I don't know, it's just kind of neat, you know. Maybe if you know what you're doing and you just like a quick, nice little script to reset up your system, God forbid you have to reformat it. You know, it'd be a nice little way to do it instead of having to go through and do it all by hand. But, you know, to each their own. But I hope you guys have found this somewhat interesting. I hope I've not deteriorated your Monday any more than it already has. If it has, you know, I apologize. And come to Freaknik in Nashville, Tennessee, the third weekend of October this month. And I'll buy you a beer. You know, like, my bad, you know. Say, hey, low tech, you know, twat, you know. Maybe you shouldn't be, like, severely inebriated and record audio, you know? And I'd be like, yeah, you're probably right, you know, let me buy you a beer, and we can record some audio. But anyway, this has been another Tango Whiskey Alpha Tango.